The Czech Republic annually spends some 430 million crowns, or more than $22 million, on foreign development aid, which is much less than some of the richest countries provide. But a new study by the Prague-based Search EI Institute looks at the issue from a different angle. Using the methodology of the Commitment to Development Aid Index, as designed by the U.S. Center for Global Development, the study compared the Czech Republic to 22 most developed countries and found that Czech aid programs ranked 20th, ahead of Switzerland, Japan and South Korea. I spoke to one of the authors of the study, Petr Jansky, and asked him what the Commitment to Development Aid Index was.
Commitment to Development Index is basically a public policy tool developed to influence the policies of the rich countries that influence the well-being of people living in poor countries, living in poor conditions. This index was developed by a Washington, D.C.-based think tank, Center for Global Development, and it does compute the index for 22 countries regularly. Czech Republic is unfortunately not included among this list of 22 rich countries, although Czech Republic is one of the richest countries. What we did with my colleague Zuzana Řehořová here at the Institute for Democracy and Economic Analysis, Prague-based think tank, a part of Search EI institution, is that we computed the index for the Czech Republic for the first time.
Well, you found out that compared with the 22 rich countries which are regularly included in the index, the Czech Republic ranked 20th. Why did the Czech Republic rank so low?
Well, it's a question whether it is so low or so high. We can leave the interpretation to the reader or to the listeners. The positive news is that we are, in at least some respects, comparable to rich countries. It's not very surprising that we are one of the worst ranked countries because we are not as rich as, for example, some Scandinavian countries, and also we don't have the tradition and developed institution for development policy. The important thing also is that we are more comparable in some respects of our approach to developing countries and less comparable in some other aspects. For example, in the traditional dimension of development aid, which is only one of the seven areas which the index takes into account, we are one of the lowest ranked countries. Whereas in some other areas, such as environment, we are relatively good and we are above average.
Another area or another criterion perhaps where the Czech Republic seems to lag behind some of the most developed countries is security. This, together with the development cooperation, are the two areas where the country with the Czech Republic ranked lowest on the scale. What does it actually mean when we first look at the development cooperation area? What does it mean? Does it mean just the volume of money, really, that goes into foreign development cooperation?
Each of the areas that the index focuses on is computed using a number of different indicators. For example, one of the important components of the security part of the index is the contribution to peacekeeping in the number of people contributed and in the number of dollars contributed. And I think in this respect, if I recall it correctly, the Czech Republic is not doing very well. We have also, it seems, some dodgy exports to some countries where we might not be supporting security, but vice versa.
Coming back to the development cooperation, whereas Sweden, which tops the list, has a score of 13.6, the Czech Republic has a score of 1.5. Again, is that just the absolute volume of money from the government that goes into foreign development cooperation, or what is this particular criterion based on?
The criterion is based more than on money. One of the key messages of the index is that development is more than aid, and aid is more than money. So in the computation of this component of the index, we do not only take into account, and the Center for Global Development does not only take into account the money devoted to development projects in developing countries, but also, for example, to what countries the money flows and what kind of projects are supported. For example, the least developed countries are evaluated as being the most in need, and therefore, if the Czech Republic devoted more money to countries in Africa, let's say, than to countries in Eastern Europe, then it might score better in this score.
In the report, you kind of question the choice of recipients by the Czech government. The Czech government set down a number of countries, I think six or seven, as the priority target areas for Czech development aid. But you also note that the Czech Republic's recent transformation to democracy and market economy gives it an advantage in helping some of the poorer or less developed, let's say, countries in Eastern Europe or post-communist countries. So is it a good thing, you think, or is it a bad thing that we focus perhaps more than some of the richest countries on this region and we are not helping as much as perhaps we could some of the poorest countries in the world?
I think that you, in your question, you already answered the question. On the one hand, we should devote more attention to the poorest countries and to the poorest people living in both developing and middle-income countries. On the other hand, we have some comparative advantage in helping countries that are in similar situation that we were, let's say, only 20 years ago. So these are hard questions, hard decisions for the Czech government to be made, and hopefully they do consider both points of view, and then we end up with priority list of countries that is hopefully well thought through.
The Czech Republic was, on the other hand, ranked well in the index in the areas of international trade and an environment. So what does these two areas mean? What do they cover, or what is evaluated within these two areas?
Unfortunately, we don't have enough time to describe the overall computation of the index and all the factors that are taken into account when computing these indices. However, for example, with the trade, this is a rather non-standard component because it's mostly based on data that the Czech government does not have influence over. Most of the international trade policies are decided on the European level, and so the score for the international trade component is mostly influenced by the agreement by all the governments of the European Union. So the relatively good score reflects the policies of the European Union, but there are still, in these policies, there's a lot of improvement to be made, for example, in the agriculture policies. As for the environment, it partly reflects the fact that the computations are based on historical data, and we've made a great improvement in environmental policies over the last 20 years. So we started from a very high level of pollution and significantly reduce it over the 20 years. So the component is in a way very friendly in the way it computes environment index to us as the Czech Republic.
If I'm not mistaken, you suggest that the index considers Slovakia to be a developing country, because when you look at another criterion in another area, which is migration, you say that the score is somehow distorted, because part of it is made up of the number of foreign students studying at Czech universities. And in the Czech Republic, of course, given the specific history, most of these people come from Slovakia. So, you know, when you look at the overall score in migration, what does it actually say about the government policies rather than these sort of historical circumstances?
Yes, this is one of the downsides of the computation of the index for the Czech Republic. For the migration component, it considers all countries, but these included, except for these included in the index. So Slovak students studying in the Czech Republic are increasing the score of the Czech Republic in the migration component, although thinking about it, it does not really make a good sense. This should improve from the next version of the index. This is going to be published in next month by the Center for Global Development. The good news is it is going to publish the results also for the Czech Republic, but not only Czech Republic, but also other Visegrad group countries, including Slovakia. So this problem won't any longer be a problem, So it's very good. Slovakia as well as Czech Republic are going to be included for these computational reasons. But I'm much more happy about them being included because the index published by the Center for Global Development should attract more attention to the development dimensions of our policies and how we can affect developing countries.
Well, comparing Czech Republic with other Visegrad countries or with other countries in the Central European Union, other Central European countries, would probably be more telling about the actual state of the development aid. Do you have any estimates on how we do compare it with Poland, let's say Hungary or Slovakia?
Also saw some preliminary results, which we can't comment on, but it seems we are very well comparable with these countries. And as you say, it should be more helpful also for the domestic policymakers to compare themselves in development policies and in the overall approach to developing countries with this group of countries, because it might seem far-fetched to use the comparison between, let's say, Norway and the Czech Republic. So next year, when we will compare Czech Republic and Slovakia, it should be even much more powerful than this time when we computed the index only for the Czech Republic.